الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وهديناه النجدين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Having come in this world, there are basically two ways that we can follow, two paths. The one is the path which Allah Ta'ala has chalked out for us. Allah is our creator. He knows every action of ours. Before we make an intention, He knows what intention we're going to make. After doing anything, what the reaction of that is in our hearts, in our minds, on our tongue, Allah knows everything. Allah Ta'ala has created our souls long before we came in this world. And then when our bodies were made in the wombs of the mother, and after the body was completed, Allah put the soul in there. And on the appointed time, we came in this world, and we lived for an average life of 60 to 70 years. Then we carry on with our journey into the qabr, grave, and then the day of qiyamah, and then pull sirat, and after that is either Jannat or Jahannam. May Allah grant us all, everyone Jannat, and save everyone from Jahannam. So of this whole long journey of seven stages, we are only aware of this one part or while we are in this dunya. And that also at the beginning we know nothing whatsoever. When we are born, we haven't got any knowledge, we don't know anything. Afterwards, slowly we start, Allah Ta'ala teaches us, we have some knowledge. When a person comes in old age, many times he loses his senses, he becomes senile also. So it is just a few years of this dunya's life that we have got some knowledge about, etc. And Allah Ta'ala has got the full knowledge of the past also, the present, and the whole future also. So Allah Ta'ala has given us a way of life. And that is the way that we should follow. Imma shakira. That we should be making shukr to Allah, that the path Allah Ta'ala has chalked out for us, the one that He has taught us, we should follow that. And the other way is of our own way. We don't follow the way of Allah Ta'ala, what our own mind tells us. According to that, our mind doesn't know anything of the past. It doesn't know what is going to happen tomorrow. And many of us, we forgot what we ate for lunch also today. We forget so much. Allah's knowledge is so complete, perfect, of each and everything. So we have forgotten that also. We don't know anything what is going to happen, or presently also. We, our own condition also, what is happening around us, we are not even aware of that. If somebody is going to be attacking us, we are not aware he is going to be attacking us. So our knowledge is very limited. Then as far, till mort only is our knowledge, that very superficial, very limited knowledge is only till mort. At mort, what is going to happen, we have got no idea whatsoever. The life of the qabr and akhirah, we have got no idea what it is going to be. The day of qiyamah, what it will be, passing over pul sirat, and then finally jannat and jahannam, the details of that, how much we have been informed, and those who have been informed. Otherwise, generally, the large majority of mankind have got absolutely no idea of all that. So to follow our own way is the height of idiocy, is the height of stupidity. And wise is that to follow the way of Allah Ta'ala. So there are these two ways by which we can lead our lives. Muslims are supposed to be those who submit to Allah Ta'ala. And they follow the way that Allah Ta'ala has taught them, the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And since Allah to ha mutma'in baithe hai ya Rabb, ke tu hakim bhi hai, hakim bhi hai, that we are sitting very contented, no matter how outwardly our conditions may be bad also, but we know those conditions are from Allah, and Allah does everything with His full wisdom. He doesn't do anything just for nothing or just to harm us or anything. There is no fa'l-e abas, what Allah in the least, but some useless thing, some unnecessary thing. Everything of Allah is for a definite reason. So whatever, even outwardly a bad condition comes, it is from Allah Ta'ala. And there is a reason for it also. Whether it is to prepare us for something very good in the future. And therefore you have to go through some training. And in the training usually it is hardship, it is you are under stress, you are under difficulty, like when you're doing your training. But once you have been trained, and now your work becomes easy for you to handle big things. Now you handle them very easily. So Allah only knows how He puts us through. But anyway, that is what a wise person will do, who will submit totally to Allah Ta'ala. The vast majority of the people of the world, the kuffar, who are perhaps easily 2/3 or 3/4 of the people of the world, they don't believe in Allah Ta'ala. And they don't it doesn't make sense to them to follow Allah Ta'ala. And we, the quarter or the third, unfortunately, we also don't associate with our deen by and large. We, from childhood already, the clothes that are put on us are like the clothes of the kuffar. We are brought up in most cases how they are brought up, how they are trained, everything. When going to school, how they send their children to school, we send our children to school. Everything like them. So by name we are Muslim, but actually we're living their lives. Very few are that who realize that we are the servants of Allah and we have to follow the commands of Allah in all matters. Everything what there is, I must see what is the command of Allah, and no matter what my sense tells me, what my intellect tells me, what the people tell me, what is Allah's command, I will go by that. And in there is 100% success. For example, if we see when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had passed away, left this dunya, it was a time that just before that, he had sent out the Jamaat of Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which comprised of about 30,000 people. And he had made the Jamaat, and he said the Jamaat must leave. And the Jamaat had left also. And they were at a distance of about 7 miles from Medina Sharif when the news came to them that now Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has passed away. Then here in Medina Sharif immediately was the matter that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has passed away. We cannot imagine the sorrow that was on the heart of the Sahaba. Generally all the Sahaba, the Khulafai Rashidin, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, the family members of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his wife, his daughter, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, what grief and sorrow they were going through. Then there was a question now of choosing the Khalifa, and that was a pertinent and vital matter which had to be sorted out also. And it had to be sorted out immediately, surrounded by all these things. And then was the burial of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That also had to be done, which was also an immediate thing. It couldn't be delayed also. At the same time, with all this around, the King Heracles of Rome, he had he was on his way with an army of 200,000 to completely annihilate Medina Sharif, to destroy Medina Sharif completely. That news had reached them also. Then they had those Musaylamatul Kadhab, who claimed to be a prophet, a false prophet. There is no other Nabi after Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Then we had the Mani'een and Zakat, those people who refused to give zakat. Then we had the Murtaddeen, Those people that said now that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has passed away, the weak Muslims who just had accepted Islam very recently. Now that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has passed away, his deen will also pass on. The deen won't stay there. So they also went back to their forefathers' ways, etc. So surrounded with all those things, then what had to be done? Now, at that time, in fact, and a reality, most of the Sahaba also, they felt that we should first protect Medina Sharif. The army of 200,000 are coming. And then, so Medina Sharif is very vulnerable. And the Azwaji Mutahharat, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen are there. And with 30,000 of the Sahaba gone out in the army of Hazrat Usama, only about between 150 and 200 men were left in Medina Sharif. Otherwise it was just only the women and the children. Now at that time we can see, one is to see the what's the current situation. And that is normally what we will do, see what is the situation at the moment. And only one man it was, really, who saw what is the command of Allah. That we have to do what is the command of Allah. So like that we all can take easily credit that I also do what is Allah's command. But see the test that was at that time. At that time all the Sahaba unanimously said, Jamaat Mujahideen of Hazrat Usama, 30,000, they also should be deferred, delayed now. At the moment, Medina Sharif must be looked after. But Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the Jamaat which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had dispatched with his hand, nobody can stop that Jamaat. That Jamaat will go. And the people who refused to give zakat, he sent the other balance, 150, 200 people, and no man were left in Medina Sharif. Nobody to protect Medina Sharif. And an army of 200,000 are coming to destroy Medina Sharif. We all will think in that way, that now we must all protect Medina Sharif first. But Hazrat Abu Bakr was the one man who said that we have to see the commands of Allah Ta'ala. So that is, and Allah made all this to happen, that the ummah learns this lesson till Qiyamah. That don't see what is hal ihwal. Don't see what will be the backlash. Or don't see what will happen. This could happen, that could happen. Just see one thing, what is the command of Allah. So he had despaired, the Jamaat went. And the 150, 200 men that were left, he sent them also out. And there were no men left for a period in Medina Sharif. And then Allah Ta'ala's help came. That Hiraqal, he got, Allah put fear in his heart. That he was, Allah, that the Muslims must be having some strategy. It's impossible that they could leave Medina Sharif so vulnerable that there is absolutely no one there and that it will be just a walk over for us. Allah put that fear and he turned back with his whole army of 200,000. Those people who renegated from Islam and they turned away, they also slowly started coming back. And it is the barakat of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu at that time that we are Muslims today after 1400 years. And the same perfect Islam which the Sahaba had radiallahu anhum, Quran Sharif, teachings of Nabi Ali salatu wasalam are with us also today. So the lesson that was given there for the ummah till the day of Qiyamah, don't see the current situation. Don't see what people will say. Don't see what science will tell us. Don't see what the media tells us. We must look at Quran and Hadith. What does Allah want from us? And that I must do. And that now sifts down to our whole life, my personal life also. That, for example, it's Fajr time, I'm very sleepy or very tired. And must I go for Fajr? Must I make it at home? At that time, we have to make a right decision. I have to pay my zakat, and at the same time, there is a great need of some money I've got also. Must I pay my zakat out here? Then this other need I've got here, whatever it might be in my business, in my home, but I must see what is the command of Allah. In other words, in all matters, we have to see what the commands of Allah Ta'ala are. Which means that we must learn the correct knowledge of deen. To know, that is the purpose of learning deen. Not just that we know deen, that we are an alim or that, but that we learn what are the commands of Allah. And then we have to stay in the company of the truly, rightly guided people, that to apply that at each time, what is that command of Allah which applies here, and how are we going to apply it. So that we have to, first, the complete knowledge of deen we have to get. That is for every individual, according to his level, how much of knowledge he needs. If he's a businessman, in that business of his, the knowledge of deen that is applicable there, which unfortunately we don't think about in the least, but we want to start a business just as any non-Muslim would start his business, we also start like that. The side of deen coming in the picture, that what is the deen story in this matter, that very seldom we concern ourselves with that. And so we have to know that whatever we do, what first we have to see about deen, that we have to see. And the kuffar, they will just see according to the conditions of the world and the experiences of other people. And they in fact ask for comments of people. They take advice from people. We have to see directly from Quran Sharif. So the first thing is that knowledge of deen we have to gain, and everyone according to his field and his extent of his life in different direction, in all that he must gain that knowledge. We all, most of us are married, but when we got married, who of us took the trouble to find out what are the laws with regard to marriage? We are preparing so much for deen, for dunya all the time. And for deen, what preparation are we making? Many people, they feel also that we are so occupied, when we get a bit settled, then we will practice on deen. Somebody gave encouragement to a lawyer, it can be any other person, not only a lawyer, that practice on deen and that. So he showed him his diary and showed him how busy he's got, how many meetings, how many, what things he has to do. And he showed, for the next 2 months, I've got not a single moment to spare. Even my time at home, I will have to be engaging in sorting out the work that I've got. So I can only think of even namazes after 2 months. At the moment, I'm so busy. The next day, announcement was made in the masjid that he has passed away. Now all his 2 months appointment and all that, and his dunya's things, all dunya's appointment. And now in the qabr, immediately he's going to be questioned about all his matters. So that is what we have to see. We don't know whose maut will come at one time. We all want to, for example, set up our children, buy properties for them, make investments for them. We want to set them up in life. Let them go to university, let them get a degree, let them be earning well. And how many times it comes that the father has passed away. And now the children will set him up in the qabr. They will go and lay him down and then close his qabr and throw the sand right till the top. And the children, normally they will be the ones who lie down, and they will be the first ones to throw the sand also. So we want to prepare for dunya, and we've got long preparations for our children and then for our grandchildren also. If Allah has given a person money and that, and then he wants to set up his grandchildren also. We are worried first for ourselves, then for our wives, then our children, then our grandchildren. But whoever worries to set himself up for the qabr. And that is what we have to see to. Allah, whose knowledge is full and knows that we are spending in this world only about 30-40 years really. And that also, how much of our time goes in good health, in ill health. How many things there are. So, and for preparation of the qabr, and that will be ila yawmi yub'asun, till the day of qiyamah. There are people who are presently, a thousand, millions of people, billions, who are in the qabr for 5,000 years, 8,000 years, only Allah knows how long. And what they did in the world, according to that, is their condition. And also, one a baba, a faqir, a poor person, what we'll say, a great Allah wala majzoob. He was standing in town and crying very profusely, very bitterly he was crying. Somebody asked him, Baba, what happened? Somebody hit you? Somebody did you down in business? What happened? So he said, no, nothing like that. Then why are you crying so terribly? He said, I'm trying to broker a peace deal between Allah and His creation. I want to make a peace treaty between Allah and the creation. So what happened? Allah is prepared. Allah says, tell before Maud, just make Tawbah and I will accept, and from my side, my peace deal is on. I'll be at peace with you. You just make Tawbah, correct your life, change your life, obey my commandment, ask forgiveness of all the wrong that you had done, and I'm prepared. But the people are not prepared. They're so much in love of their dunya, that they're not prepared to give up anything of their dunya. They just want to carry on. So I can't broker this peace deal. I can't make this peace treaty between Allah and His creation. The next day, they found the same faqir, old man, pious, righteous man, majzoob, in the qabristan, again crying so much. What's wrong? Is there somebody troubled you, hit you, did you down? No, I'm trying to broker a peace deal between Allah and the people in the qabristan. And the people in the qabristan are all ready to change their lives, to make tawbah. But Allah has refused. I gave you the time till maut, not 1 second after maut. So now, after maut, nobody can now change his life and make tawbah. All that is for this side of the life. And we don't realize that. So this is what Allah wants us to do, to prepare our lives for that eternal life. And for that, so the first thing is we have to acquire this knowledge of how to do it. And the other thing is, when having the knowledge also, many, many people, even amongst us here, generally amongst all the Muslims, how many people don't know namaz is farz? How many of us make for namaz? How many of us know so many things are wrong, but we don't stop and we don't prevent ourselves, we don't stop from the wrong. Though having the knowledge, we still do the wrong thing. And what we have to do, we don't do that. What is the shortfall there? It is lack of iman. The iman is how a buzurg has said, that iman which cannot save us from haram in this world, looking at woman, etc., our tongue, etc., that we can't control our tongue. In fact, one person, poor person, only eating vegetables and dal, after a long period, a year or so, he desired to eat some meat. So he went, he worked more harder, he did some labor, and then he bought some meat. And now what feeling he has got. He came home, he told his wife, cook this now, we'll have a good meal. After 1 year, we'll be tasting meat. We can't understand what it is when we are having meat the whole day. Not every day, the whole day. We are having meat. When after 1 year now he's going to eat. And then he's telling her, Begum, is the food not yet ready still? He's with great anticipation. She takes the food, and the salt is a bit short. So she takes the salt can in which the salt was kept. She added a little salt, and by mistake, the whole salt can fell into the pot. Now it is, she took out how much she could, but now it's only salt, salt, salt. And he is now waiting in anticipation. His mouth is watering. Then she took it frighteningly, she presented it to him. Then she broke just the first piece of roti, took the tarkari and only salt. He became mad, furious. Mad he became. He came wild and he wanted to hit her in that angry mood of his. She put her, lifted up her hands to protect her. Normally how a person, you'll protect your head because he is going to be hit on the head. And she read, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. And she was expecting the worst, the alchemy of that dua, how it changed. Immediately he thought, I've made so many mistakes. If Allah takes me to task, what will happen? She is waiting for a heavy blow to come on her head. Then she felt that he is embracing her, hugging her. And frighteningly, she opens her eyes. She sees tears coming from his eyes. And then, kissing her, hugging her. So Allah put that. So that is when the fear of Allah is there. And this turning to Allah, that one Hasbunallah, it works wonders for any and everyone whenever we are in difficulty. Otherwise, in such a situation, if you think what we will do as human beings, it will be a different story completely. Either she could have thought of fighting back or something. Either perhaps she thought of running away from there. But whatever, but she turned to Allah. That is what Allah's command. Whenever you are in desperation, turn to Allah. And what formulas Allah has given us. There are so many formulas. You just turn to Allah with that earnestness and Allah will immediately take you out from there. And what she was expecting and what she got in return. And for the rest of his life, she was his slave. That how he treated me. At that time he could hit me so much. And she became his slave and served him and looked after him properly in every way. So it is a matter of following the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And then we see even this dunya. This dunya is a shadow of the akhirat. And a shadow you can never ever catch. You can't chain it, you can't jump on it and stamp it down, hold it there. You can't peg it down. The easy way is, whose shadow it is, catch the person. The shadow is fully now with you. The shadow is with you now. So dunya is the shadow of akhirat. Just catch akhirat. Make akhirat your object and purpose of life. And dunya will follow you. You don't have to follow dunya now. Dunya will follow you. You don't have to beg dunya of dunya people. Whether it's your boss, or whether it's your husband, or anyone else. The dunya will beg you now. The dunya will become your slave now. That is all we have to do. So that is what Allah says, that make akhirat your object of life. And then this dunya will come to you on its own. And another example to understand this, this dunya's life is like the railway station. The railway station of our life. And we are there on the platform, and on the right side is our train of our goods, our amal, what we're going to fill in there. If we fill in good goods, namaz, obedience of Allah, accepting the laws of Allah, preparation for akhirat, then in that train we will be filling roses and flowers, gardens and rivers, and the wonderful namaz of Jannat we will be filling. And if we do what we want to do and break the laws of Allah and worse than that follow the ways of the kuffar, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that we have been strictly prohibited from following the Jews and Christians in their religious matters also. And those religious matters were from Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, the fasting of Muharram, the 9th of 9 and 10 or 10 and 11. That they fasted on the 10th in appreciation of Allah's ni'mat, which was a deeny thing, a thing from their deen, from Allah Ta'ala. But in their deeny matters, we have been commanded to be different. Khaliful Yahud wa Nasara. We must oppose them. So when in their deeny things, which are from Allah, we are commanded to oppose them. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu sat and read passages of the Torah, how angry Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam became. Torah. It was also the book of Allah. Allah had revealed it. There are deeni things we are prohibited from following. Then there are dunya things which are from their side. How they, their sports, their entertainment, their education systems, their all the things, and we follow in that. And we were those who were supposed to lead them. And we have got the greatest imam. And we discard our imam. And we follow in their way. What is our condition? And yet we think we are good Muslims. Our birthday parties, our weddings, all our functions, etc. How many times, even if it is a Quran khatam function, also done according to their style and their way. A wedding function is almost, which is a nikah min sunnati. It's of the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nikah is stressed in the Quran Sharif so much. But we do it according to their way. Almost the whole nikah we do, the whole wedding we do according to their way. So we just following in their way. What a pitiable condition. So we have to think, and we were supposed to lead them in the correct way. They are blind people. They only can see, they got very limited vision. Only till this worldly life they can see, and only as far as asbab, they see things of the effects of things in this world. And we have got the knowledge of musabbibul asbab, that the creator of all these means, asbab, is Allah Ta'ala. And whatever Allah has created, and Allah has put in fire heat, and Allah has put in ice coldness, but it isn't the quality of the ice or the fire. Allah can remove it and put the opposite quality anytime, anywhere. All is in the hands of Allah. So when we have got that knowledge, we were supposed to lead them. But unfortunately, where has the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam landed? And what is our relationship with our Nabi? That we nothing with our Nabi. That how he has groomed us. How he has, and what sacrifices he made for us. What great sacrifices just for the ummah Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made. And this is our attitude. And so where are we? Far from being even good Muslims. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we prepare, we submit to the will of Allah. We acquire that knowledge which we require to fulfill. And then to having the knowledge is not sufficient till our iman is not made also. That iman of ours which we know, our iman doesn't save our eyes from looking at haram. We just can't get our eyes off haram. That iman which cannot control our tongue, our anger, how is that iman going to save us from the fire of Jahannam? So that iman we have to develop. We are more worried of making more money. Now retailers, especially December time, shops are busy. We are more worried of our shops and making more money. But who and others are preparing for holidays. Whatever, and Allah make us maaf also, if we are going for Umrah, Mubarak. But if we are going for a holiday to the Holy Land, then that is very, very dangerous. If it is just a holiday that we are going for, just disguising it as a deeny thing, that is even more dangerous. So at this time, that how much are we doing for the deen of Allah Ta'ala? And we should be devoting ourselves completely as Muslims, our lifestyle, for our children. How many of us cherish that our children must have university degrees, or otherwise they must have big shops, they must be earning a lot, or the daughters must be married to wealthy people, living lives also like the kuffar. Who of us who made dua for the life of deen, that our children must be righteous and pious? So Allah give us tawfiq with us to follow the way which Allah wants us to live, and not the way of the kuffar, not our own way, no other way, one way, the way of Allah. And guaranteed dunya's life will be a life of peace and enjoyment, and akhirat much more better. Qabr, and on the day of Qiyamah even better. Pul Sirat even better. And then forever in Jannat, forever and ever, the most best which we can never ever imagine also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.